Today's rolling hillsides are serene and peaceful, yet it was this very place that was once one of the worst places on earth. We remember a place called Andersonville on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Covering 16.5 acres of land, Andersonville Prison was designed to confine 10,000 captured Union soldiers. But Alan Marsh at Andersonville National Historic Site says in the summer of 1864, the walls held up to 32,000 POWs.
By August, that's when it reached its peak. Over 100 POWs, or prisoners of war, were dying every day. Rations were not received every day.
Each prisoner had a spot about 6 foot by 4 foot in which to exist. Marsh says a couple of factors contributed to the 29% death rate at Andersonville.
More and more prisoners were sent, and although the Confederate staff here was saying, don't send any more, we've reached our limit, they could say that all they want to, and I don't think anybody was listening.
Even the Confederate guards here were not immune from the disease and death.
Most of the guards were young boys or young teenagers, and they wanted to be here about as much as anybody else did. I mean, it was horrible for them, too. Many got up and left. Over 200 of the guards died. It was just bad for everybody here.
All told, 12,920 died here, making Andersonville the worst of Civil War prison camps in death rate. By war's end, in the spring of 1865, prisoners were released and guards fled ahead of Union troops. However, the commander of the prison was found and arrested.
Captain Henry Wirtz was arrested. He was not in charge of the whole camp, but he was in charge of the prisoners. And he was taken to Washington, D.C., put on trial, and was the only Confederate officer tried and executed for war crimes during the Civil War.
There were over 400,000 POWs during the course of the Civil War. About 56,000 perished before Lee's surrender at Appomattox. Traveling the countryside in Andersonville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.